AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says no one in the world has such weapons like the Oreshnik, an intermediate-range ballistic missile he says moves too fast for Western air defenses to stop.
It would be wrong to say that it's not dangerous.
But Angela Stent, who is America's top intelligence officer for Russia, warns against being intimidated by Moscow's threats.
We're not on the brink of World War III.
Still, European officials do worry the war is escalating. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging the West to make Putin really afraid of the consequences he might face. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Rockets likely launched by Hezbollah hit a UN peacekeeping base in southern Lebanon today. Italy says four of its soldiers were injured. A UNIFIL spokesman tells AP they're monitoring heavy clashes between Israeli troops and Hezbollah fighters. Major storms dropping heavy snow and record rain as it moves through northern California, closing roads and prompting evacuations. Tennis Wick's been inspecting a landslide in Sonoma.
Our concern is that while this property may be okay, the earth between it and the road below is slipping, and the mudslide is affecting downhill properties.
In Washington state, more than 170,000 people remain without power from the storm. After withdrawing as President-elect Trump's nominee for Attorney General, Matt Gaetz says he will not be returning to Congress. The Florida Republican had resigned his seat after being chosen by Trump, but had won re-election for the term that starts in January. And two men have been convicted in a human smuggling case after an Indian family froze to death in a blizzard on the U.S.-Canada border 2 years ago. This is AP News. The NFL's Week 12 started with a Snow Bowl in Cleveland, where the hosts took one from AFC North leading Pittsburgh. Denny Kapp has the result.
Nick Chubb pounds in the game winner from 2 yards out to help the Browns upset the Steelers 24-19. Chubb ran in a pair of scores for Cleveland, which squandered a 12-point fourth-quarter lead before Chubb's game-winning score with 57 seconds left gave the Browns the win in a game partially played in heavy snow. Head coach Brian Stefanski.
I stopped looking at the pictures on the sideline just because it was, you couldn't tell. But yeah, our guys love playing under the lights. They love playing in front of these fans. Add the snow element. It was pretty cool.
The cold and snowy conditions led to 5 combined fumbles and 4 turnovers, 3 of them by the Browns in the second half. Steelers quarterback Russell Wilson completed 21 of 28 for 270 yards and a touchdown in the loss as Pittsburgh dropped to 8-3, snapping a 5-game winning streak. I'm Denny Kapp.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.